We would like to continue with our catechism study. Lesson 37 of the Baltimore Catechism is entitled The Sacramentals. Sacramentals are holy things or actions of which the Church makes use to obtain for us from God through her intercession spiritual and temporal favors. Sacramentals derive their name from the sacraments. The sacramentals are similar to the sacraments, although they are certainly not identical. The sacramentals obtain favors from God through the prayers of the Church offered for those who make use of them and through the devotion they inspire in the faithful. There are two main differences between the sacraments and the sacramentals. The sacraments were instituted by Jesus Christ himself, whereas the sacramentals have been introduced by the Church. Secondly, the sacraments give grace of themselves as instruments of God, whereas the sacramentals give grace only through the prayers of the Church and the pious dispositions they inspire in those who use them. The sacramentals, whether they be holy water, medals, scapulars, rosary, do not contain grace in themselves as the sacraments do, but they communicate grace to us because of the devotions they inspire. They are sources of or means of actual grace, whereas the sacraments are means primarily of sanctifying grace. What are the chief benefits obtained by the use of sacramentals? The chief benefits are, first of all, actual grace. Secondly, the forgiveness of venial sins. Third, the remission of temporal punishment due to sin. Fourth, health of the body and material blessings. And finally, protection from evil spirits. So several very important benefits which we derive from a devout use of sacramentals. The sacramentals obtain the forgiveness of venial sins and the remission of temporal punishment by procuring for us actual graces to make acts of love, contrition, and other virtues. And if we make these acts, some venial sins are forgiven and some temporal punishment is taken away. Sacramentals also are able to obtain for us health of body and material blessings if it is something that is good for the soul. What are the chief kinds of sacramentals? We have three main classifications, you might say, of sacramentals. The first would be blessings given by the Church, given by priests and bishops. Secondly, exorcisms against evil spirits are sacramentals. And thirdly, blessed objects of devotion, such as medals, scapulars, rosaries, blessed images, statues, and holy pictures. All of these would be sacramentals. Blessings given by priests and bishops derive their power not from the personal holiness of those who give them, but from the Church whom they represent. You know that when a priest is ordained, his hands are anointed, and his hands are consecrated in order to be able to bless. And the bishop prays at the ordination ceremony that whatever he blesses may be blessed by God. Whatever he sanctifies or consecrates will be consecrated by God. We know that Teresa Newman, who was a mystic, could tell when a priest was giving his blessing. It could be several miles away, and she knew that a priest at that point in time was giving a blessing because she could feel the spiritual power that was bestowed, the graces that were bestowed by that blessing. So the blessing of priests is very powerful. We also know that exorcisms are sacramentals for the purpose of driving out evil spirits or diminishing the power of the devil. It is not necessary for a person to be possessed for an exorcism to be performed, although that would be the main kind of exorcism. But exorcisms could also be performed simply within a building, simply to drive away or to diminish the power of the devil to tempt those who live in that building. And it is certainly recommended for the faithful to say the exorcism themselves in their homes from time to time. The third classification of sacramentals would be blessed objects of devotion. The blessed objects of devotion most used by Catholics are holy water, candles, ashes, palms, crucifixes, images of Our Lord, of the Blessed Virgin, and of the saints, medals, rosaries, and scapulars. So quite a few different kinds of sacramentals, different forms of sacramentals. What makes these objects sacramentals is not that they are medals or scapulars in themselves, but that they are blessed as blessed objects of devotion. And again, actual graces are derived from the devout use of them because of the prayer that is put on them, the blessing that is put on them by the priest when they are blessed, and because of the devotion of the faithful when they are used. Holy water is one of the most important sacramentals. It is water to which some blessed salt is added and over which the priest solemnly implores God's blessing and protection from the evil spirits on those who use it. When holy water is blessed, the priest first takes salt, exercises the salt, and then blesses the salt. Then he turns to the water, exercises the water, and then blesses the water. He then mixes the two and says a final prayer over the combined holy water, the mixture of salt and water. And that is a very powerful sacramental. You should all have holy water in your homes and use it often. When you find yourself being tempted, to bless yourself with holy water is a very efficacious way of getting rid of temptation. And I'm sure you have found it or will find it to be the case when you are being tempted and you bless yourself with holy water devoutly and do it several times. You will actually feel the power of temptation diminish. The devil flees when we use holy water. It is a very powerful sacramental. And holy water should be renewed often. If holy water is old, if it becomes stagnant, it should be poured out and you should get fresh holy water. It should be fresh. It has been one of our objects or intentions for some time to provide a holy water dispenser in the vestibule, and we will have one soon. And once that is provided, you can bring jars to church and obtain holy water and renew it often. And again, if your holy water is old, just simply pour it out in the ground by a bush or a tree, somewhere where no one will walk. And the same thing with disposing of other sacramentals. If they are objects which can be burned, such as a scapular, which is no longer usable, then they should be burned. If they are objects which cannot be destroyed by fire, then they should be buried in the ground. And that's the proper way to dispose them. One of the things that's very important for us to keep in mind is that once an object has been blessed as a sacramental, it must be treated with reverence. You can have statues and pictures and rosaries, etc., blessed, but once they are blessed, then you should keep that in mind, that they are blessed objects and should be treated with reverence. And once they are no longer able to be used, not just discarded in the wastebasket, but destroyed properly as blessed objects. Now, the question often arises, why with holy water, why is there the exorcism before there is the blessing? Well, if you remember the story of original sin, when Adam and Eve offended Almighty God, when they sinned and were driven out of the Garden of Paradise, it says that God cursed the earth as a punishment for Adam, that the earth would not cooperate, you might say. He had to till the ground. He had to weed whatever ground he cultivated because the earth was cursed by God. And so the devil is capable of using material things to cause harm. And so Holy Mother Church has holy water exorcised and then blessed, the various elements. Water is a symbol of cleansing and also quenching fire. We use water to douse a fire. Salt is used to preserve food from decay. Therefore, the Church combines the two in this sacramental to express the washing away of the stains of sin, the quenching of the fire of our passions, and the preservation of our souls from relapses into sin. The purpose, again, behind it, there is that meaning. So make certain that you are using holy water, that you use it with devotion, and that you keep in mind the efficacy, the power of holy water. Candles are also an important sacramental. Beeswax, blessed candles, are blessed on Candlemas Day, February 2nd. They may also be blessed during the year, but that is the principal blessing. They are used at sacred functions, especially the Mass. Every Catholic home should have a set of blessed candles. They will be needed if the Blessed Sacrament is brought to your home in a sick call. But in addition to that, candles should be lit during a time of storm or other natural calamity or a time of serious illness in the home. That time, blessed candles should be lit. Ashes obtained by burning the blessed palms of the previous year are blessed in the church on Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent, and placed on the foreheads of the faithful to remind them that their bodies formed from the earth will return to the earth after death, and consequently that we should do penance for our sins. A crucifix is a very important sacramental. On a crucifix are placed above our Lord the letters INRI, which are initials of four Latin words that mean Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, which is the inscription that Pilate had placed above our Lord on the cross. Another monogram that is used are the initials or the letters IHS, often found on altars or sacred objects. The letters IHS are the Greek letters of an abbreviation for the holy name of Jesus. What is an Agnus Dei? An Agnus Dei is a disc of wax bearing the image of a lamb as an emblem of our Lord. It is blessed by the Pope, and small portions of this disc placed in little bags and worn around the neck are also called Agnus Deis. We should make use of sacramentals with faith and devotion and never make them objects of superstition. It is very important with sacramentals that we preserve reverence and devotion for them as blessed objects. One of the things that should be avoided is to have a superfluity of blessed objects of devotion. Someone's missal is so full of holy cards, or someone has so many medals, that the reverence for them is diminished by the very fact that there are so many. A person can't even remember how many objects or what objects he has. Once we have an object blessed as a sacramental, we should use it, not just discard it in a corner and forget about it. If you have a blessed medal of Saint so-and-so, then you should foster devotion to that particular saint. From time to time, say a prayer to that saint. And keep in mind the importance of using that sacramental with reverence and devotion. Persons can sin by excess in the use of the sacramentals if they believe that the sacramentals of themselves are able to procure for them temporal favors or favors, or that through the sacramentals they can infallibly obtain material blessings, or that they can continue to lead sinful lives with the assurance that they will be given the grace of final repentance. That would be to sin by presumption, and that would be an improper use of sacramentals. A couple other sacramentals we would like to mention: scapulars. You all know what a scapular is. There are 18 different scapulars approved by the church. The five most common scapulars we would like to mention, which are usually and often joined in the so-called five-way scapular, and the most important scapular to us is the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the brown scapular. We know that this scapular was given to St. Simon Stock around the year 1250, and its use by the faithful was extended, the use by the faithful was extended to them by one of the popes in order that they might receive the same privilege which was granted to the Carmelite order. And we know that there is the so-called Sabbatine privilege for those who have been properly enrolled in the scapular and observe the three conditions of wearing the scapular faithfully, observing chastity according to their state in life, and either reciting the office of Our Blessed Mother, observing the fasts of the church and abstinence on Wednesdays and Saturdays, or for those who cannot do these things, where it is commuted to pray the rosary. And those who observe these conditions are promised a deliverance from purgatory the first Saturday after their death. So the brown scapular is a very powerful sacramental and important. There are four other common scapulars. The red scapular is the scapular of the Passion, and it has a picture of our crucified Lord with the implements of his Passion bearing the words, "Holy Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, save us." It owes its origin to a vision vouchsafed to a Sister of Charity in 1846. She was promised that the wearers of the scapular would receive every Friday a great increase of faith, hope, and charity. And the scapular of the $7 is black in honor of the sorrows of Our Blessed Mother. On the front half may be a picture of Our Mother of Sorrows. The scapular of the Immaculate Conception is of blue woolen cloth. On one of the parts is a picture of the Immaculate Conception, and on the other is the name of Mary. Various indulgences granted to those wearing it were reaffirmed by Gregory XVI in 1845. And finally, the scapular of the Most Blessed Trinity is of white woolen cloth bearing a red and blue cross on it. It was the scapular of the Order of the Blessed Trinity, approved by Pope Innocent II in 1198. So these are the scapulars that make up the so-called five-way scapular. One other form of sacramentals we would like to mention would be blessed medals. There are two medals in the church which have special blessings. The miraculous medal, which was given by Our Blessed Mother to St. Catherine Laboure in 1830, is called miraculous because of the many miracles that have been obtained through its devout use. The St. Benedict medal is the oldest and most highly indulgenced metal used in the church, first found in the 1600s. And there are many other medals of various saints which are simply blessed by the common blessing for religious articles. So all of these sacramentals are powerful means of grace, of actual graces, and we must make certain to use them devoutly. There are many other practices pertaining to sacramentals, such as taking the blessed palms from Palm Sunday and placing them behind crucifixes in the home. And sometimes even farmers will take the blessed palms and bury them in the corners of their fields to preserve their fields from pestilence and to obtain a bountiful harvest. We should have blessed objects of devotion in our home, and we should show reverence to these objects. Why do we have pictures and statues of our Lord, our Blessed Mother, the saints, in a Catholic home? For the purpose of reminding us of those whom these pictures represent. Protestants often find it hard to understand why we use these blessed objects as though it were some sort of superstition. It should not be, it is not, for Catholics who properly understand their use. In the Old Testament, God commanded Moses to have a serpent made of bronze and placed on a cross and held up high so that the people during a pestilence who were bitten by snakes, it was a poisonous snake, the people who looked upon it were automatically cured. All they had to do was look at this bronze image of a snake and they were cured of that deadly snake bite. And so God did command use of material things in the Old Testament, and there are other examples. And also God commanded in the Old Testament certain things to be blessed and consecrated. Vessels that were used in the temple, the tent in which the Ark of the Covenant was kept, the vestments used by the priest. And in the New Testament, we know that our Lord, at the time of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, we read in the scriptures that our Lord blessed the loaves and the fishes. We read that our Lord blessed children, that before he ascended into heaven, our Lord blessed the apostles. And we find blessed objects of devotion used since the earliest times of the church. So we should make use of these means as means of grace. Remember that sacramentals are powerful because of the blessing of the church on them when these objects are blessed, or blessings of priests, and also because of the devotion of the faithful who use them. If there is no devotion in the faithful, there will be no actual graces received. The sacramentals are not sacraments. The sacraments contain grace of themselves. They are necessary for us, in a general way speaking, although not every single individual one of them. But the sacraments are necessary for our salvation. The sacramentals are not necessary or indispensable, but they are useful and salutary. Let us then make use of them. Use the sacramentals. Use them with devotion. We haven't had blessing of religious articles for some time, and I would like to do that here on Saturday, after the morning mass on Saturday. If anyone has objects you would like to be blessed, we will do that. And in addition to the normal blessings, we will also bless cords like the St. Philomena cord and St. Joseph cord. Blessed cords are aids to preserving chastity. We will also bless miraculous medals and St. Benedict medals, which take a special blessing. So if anyone has objects you would like blessed, we will do that on Saturday. Let us all remember the importance of using these sacramentals. They have been instituted by the church with the authority and the power that Christ has given to the church, that we might use them devoutly and obtain graces thereby. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.